flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. It is Wednesday in the nation's capital and beyond. Good to have you with us on the Team 980 and always live and free on the Odyssey app. Let's go, baby. 3 hours. Me, you, Mad Max. But he's not mad. Occasionally, at some people. Just not today. I don't think. Not yet.
No, we're good right now.
I haven't pissed you off yet?
No, okay. Not yet. We're right. Good.
Okay, let's try and aim for that. 3 hours of not pissing Max off. Mad Max is just what I used to call Max Scherzer, right? So, like, whenever I think of you, I think of Max Scherzer, which is not exactly a bad thing because that would mean you are a fireballing right-hander who made a lot of money and is collecting, like, 14 paychecks right now.
I wish I made that much money. Yeah. I wish the right hand was as hot as it used to be, but unfortunately, we lost that pitching prowess long ago.
Understood. Coming up, we didn't get into Adam Peters and Dan Quinn yesterday with Doc and what they had to say on Monday. We will get into some of the things that I wanted to cherry pick, if you will, from their press conference Monday evening, I guess it was. Adam Peters is now down at the Senior Bowl. I don't believe Dan Quinn is there based on what they said Monday. I would assume that Dan Quinn is doing what most head coaches do, which is, all the positional unit reviews and all that stuff for a couple of weeks before maybe they let their coaches out of there for a week or so to recharge the batteries and get ready for the combine, I assume. Don't know exactly. Adam Peters indicated that, you know, a few of us, I guess he could have said Dan Quinn too. He did not, but he said a few of us heading down to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, which is ongoing. Normally, we're a couple of weeks in to the offseason at this point. Normally, and at this time last year, hell, we were still into head coaching search mode. Dan Quinn's one-year anniversary, I believe, is this Saturday. Adam Peters was, of course, a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated Happy Adam Peters' anniversary. But we had that GM at this point last year. We did not have the head coach. And everyone except, well, for this show, I know Keim, I believe Standig, Schefter, and this show was convinced it was not going to be Ben Johnson.
Good company.
Yes. And Dan Quinn was a strong, strong, strong candidate. Now, at this point, Raheem Morris had gone off the board, so on and so forth. But Ben Johnson still was about to turn down the Commanders because they were basketball guys. I wonder what he thinks of in Chicago. Are they like, are they Italian beef guys? A sausage guys? I wonder. It didn't stop him from taking that job once he got a new agent, I guess. Found that out over the weekend. Did not realize that. But anyway, either way, we'll get to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters probably in hour number two. I wanted to open up here. And I was thinking about asking this, and then I saw something from Bet Online that I wanted to incorporate it into the fold because it's ridiculous enough, but it's interesting enough, in my opinion, to kind of fold it all together and see what we can come up with together. Okay? It's the offseason. We will get to the Caps, by the way. Big win last night on the road in Calgary. Old Logan Thompson. I think we're going to have Logan on next week, I think. From what I'm being, from what's being indicated, once the team comes back and gets settled and all that stuff, they just, you know, they want to be back home, which I totally understand. Weird ass schedule that they have and all that. Big win in Calgary last night, but that's at least the strong indication. So the Caps with a big 3-1 win last night in Calgary. We'll get to that. So here's the deal: Super Bowl 59 is set. Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs. So I turn on the TV this morning as I'm bumping around, getting ready for the show, doing some things, and I hear my namesake, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, everybody, tell me how terrible, how boring, how awful this Super Bowl matchup is. Give me a break. You gotta be kidding me. I need Norm Van Brocklin to play in the Super Bowl. I need Johnny Unitas back to get me excited. So Mad Dog is completely out. Has, the way it made, he made it sound, literally no interest in either the Eagles or the Chiefs. The rematch, the three-peat, thinks the Chiefs, dumbly, is that a word? He thinks the Chiefs are simply about Patrick Mahomes, which tells me everything I need to know about where my guy and where his head is at. Because if you think the Kansas City Chiefs are simply about Patrick Mahomes, you're out of your freaking gourd. You're not watching the games. And I understand they gave up 29 points the other day to Josh Allen and the Bills. Okay, whatever. Now, that being said, it's the Chiefs and the Eagles. It's a rematch. The Chiefs are going for a three-peat. Everybody's kind of wary of them. People think games are rigged. People think they got a horseshoe up their ass, all that stuff. The Eagles, a lot of people don't like them because they don't like Philadelphia fans. They don't like the head coach, Nick Sirianni. They think Howie Roseman's a little bit of a cocky, arrogant. A.J. Brown's reading books. Jalen Hurts is not good enough. They don't love the Eagles for whatever reason, right? So I started to wonder how many of you in our listening audience, and this doesn't necessarily mean you're all Commanders fans because you're not. You have obviously a lot of different people from different walks of life and different areas of the country. And I always think we should do as much around the country as we can because of that. But people disagree with me and, you know, ultimately we wound up doing a lot of Commanders, which I understand why. But I'm just saying any chance I get to expand the scope, I want to expand the scope. So I understand that most Commanders fans, right, could never, ever, ever, ever root for the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl on a normal year because they're a divisional rival, because they hate the fans, because they hate the Eagles, because of whatever. I asked Doc yesterday. Doc had no problem rooting for the Eagles. He said, hey, man, they're a division team. That's good for business. Now, Doc's got his own theories, right? But Doc has no problem rooting for the Eagles. I'm going to say something right here, right now, that's probably going to piss many of you off. I got no problem rooting for the Eagles. I have no problem if the Eagles win the Super Bowl. They're a really well-constructed team. They drive me crazy a little bit. I wanted to beat them. I don't love a lot of their fans. I don't love parts of Philadelphia, but I love enough. I love enough about the organization. I've got two good friends that work in the front office under Howie good friends, stretch. But, you know, friends that worked here, that work there, that have been a part of reshaping, retooling this roster. I'm rooting for those guys. I kind of like that Nick Sirianni is a public villain, so on and so forth. But I really, really, really like and respect the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not bored by the Chiefs. Why would I be bored by the Chiefs? Got a great quarterback, a great head coach, a very good offensive line, a Hall of Fame tight end who, yes, is slowing down, a dynamic young receiver that was drafted at the end of the first round that makes some big plays. They've got a hard, physical running back. They've got a terrific defense. They've got a great defensive coordinator who somehow, some way, for the love of humanity, can't get a head coaching job, can't even get an interview in Steve Spagnuolo. I mean, they've got more than that. They've got an excellent place kicker in Harrison Butker. They've got a great fan base. They've got just everything, right? And yes, I understand. I get it. This is a rematch of the Super Bowl from a couple of years ago. Oh, by the way, a great Super Bowl. Not a good Super Bowl, a great Super Bowl, right? Exciting, down to the wire. I mean, the Eagles should have won it. Chiefs instead win it. Chiefs are going for a three-peat. Never been done before. Why is America, and listen, the stupid television ratings, which are not even accurate, okay, they will tell you in a week and a half that 110 bazillion people watch the game when they monitor and they measure 40,000 homes, right? And they hoodwink all of you, every last damn one of you, into thinking that that's an accurate number. They'll tell you 108 million homes, 110 million people, 112 different Martians, you know, this, total audience delivery, blah, 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 blah. But I'm already seeing it. I'm already hearing it. People have no interest in this game. No rooting interest in this game. No anticipation for this game. I get it from a Washington Commander fan base point of view that you guys can't probably stomach the Eagles in the Super Bowl because you look at it, and you're not wrong, as we should have been there. We should have been there. And I get that. Like, I'm already past it. I can turn the page very quickly, and I can say, hey, man, you know what? The Eagles were the better team. They deserve to win. That's the team you're chasing. That's the team you got to model. That's the team you got to build yourself to win. Like, I'm good. It doesn't mean I'm rooting for the Eagles. I haven't made my pick yet. I could make a strong argument for the Chiefs. I could make a strong argument for the Eagles. I don't root per se, except for I root so that I'm right. Okay? I don't have pom-poms surgically attached to my wrists or anywhere other than that. I root for who I pick, who I think will win, for what I think will happen, who I bet on. And I'm not a big bettor, but that's what I root for. I don't root for one individual team. Okay? That being said, I totally get if Commanders fans want to shut this bad boy down and say, all right, A, No chance in hell am I rooting for the Eagles. No chance in hell do I want to see them win. But what I don't understand, is if you're of that ilk, man, why not just, why instead of completely shutting down and saying, nah, no interest, dog, why not put all that emotional energy into the Kansas City Chiefs, right? They're pursuing greatness. They're pursuing something that hasn't been done. Instead of just shutting down and saying, see you later, I'll see you in late August or early September, why don't we find a way to spin that negative energy towards the Eagles into positive energy, right? Number one. And maybe some of you are, I don't know, I don't have an individual calculation of some of you. This is more of a gut feel, combined with what I heard on First Take Cold Pizza, Get Down, Get Up, whatever show it was this morning that Russo was on, and he was screaming about Norm Van Brocklin and having no interest in the Super Bowl. I get that you guys are mad that the Eagles are there. Or when I say you guys, I mean Commanders fans. I mean, obviously, if I'm talking to the entire audience, not everybody, again, is a Commanders fan. So I want to hear from you, the non-Commanders fan, and your level of interest. And I want to hear from the Commanders fan whether your level of disappointment, whether your level of anger, hurt, emotional loss, whatever you call it, is going to affect, A, your watching of the Super Bowl, B, your interest, and C, your rooting for whatever team. And does it affect your gambling interest, right? Because that's a part of this too. 301-230-0980. So here's how I also wanted to fold this in. I saw this from betonline.ag. My guy Jimmy Shapiro sent it to me. They apparently can now track tweets and hashtags and direct key phrases and whatnot about fan bases that they say are boycotting Super Bowl 59. And they attach it somehow in their calculations to hashtag Bills Mafia, hashtag boycott the Super Bowl, hashtag boycott Super Bowl 59, so on and so forth. And different teams and whatnot, and whoever tweets or X posts or whatever about this crap, right? And I found this interesting. Again, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the fifth time in 6 years. They're going for three in a row. So some people really like a dynasty. Some people hate a dynasty. They get tired of the same team winning over and over and over again. They feel the Chiefs have a horseshoe up their ass, all of that stuff, right? So I understand that not everybody that is, say, in our main listening audience that is probably against the Eagles because they look at it as that's the team that they had to beat to get there. That's the team that took away the dream, right? Again, get it? That's also a division team, a division rival. There's lots of reasons why you would have hated the Eagles before Sunday. Never mind after Sunday. So I get it. So has it made you then turn off your interest to the NFL and you're like, meh, whatever? Or has it made you go to the Chiefs because A, they're playing the Eagles, B, they're going for history? Like, where are you at mentally? So this thing from Bet Online is what he wanted to say in English, charted the top fan bases claiming they will be boycotting the Super Bowl. Claiming. And it was based on having, again, some affiliation with the words, you know, again, boycotting the Super Bowl, what have you. And so I wanted to just fold it into the conversation here to start. According to this data, the Bills, there were 24,816 tweets or X posts from Sunday night on that said they're basically boycotting the Super Bowl. Okay, Buffalo is a great football town. They love the Bills. The Sabres suck. They love the Bills. The Bills have been obviously perennial contenders for the last 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it is. After a long playoff drought, they love the Bills. I went to school up there. I have plenty of friends up there. I know that area. I think they'll ultimately watch the Super Bowl and root for the Eagles. I think that's what they'll do, right? The Ravens fan base, 22,489. The Lions fan base, 17,862. The reason why I'm giving you some of these specific names of fan bases is because it's really interesting to see the difference between the Bills and even the Ravens and the Commanders. The Commanders fan base, according to this study, and I say that facetiously, you know, tongue firmly implanted in cheek, the Commanders fan base supposedly has only 5,964 tweets, posts, X messages, whatever you want to call them, in relation to, using the charting data that they have, to boycotting the Super Bowl or not watching the Super Bowl. But boycotting the Super Bowl, it seems like boycott is like the major word that they kind of used when they tracked over 180,000 tweets, right? Now, again, mind you, 180,000 tweets is nothing in a cesspool of Twitter BS.
It could just be one guy tweeting
a ton. It could be one guy, or it could be like the same nonsense that they use for television ratings, which, again, is complete nonsense, complete farce, and always will be. And I'm the only one in America that has exposed the television industry for being complete frauds.
Stand on it.
They are. Trust me, again, they're going to say 112 million people watch the Super Bowl when they counted 40,000 homes. That's what they're going to do. Okay, there's no way it's accurate. There's no way it's even close to being accurate, but everybody accepts it as being accurate. But anyway, I just wanted to finish up this point, and then we'll take a timeout, and then we'll get to some of your calls. Do you find it interesting the team that lost in the NFC Championship game on Sunday compared to the team that lost in the AFC Championship game on Sunday, the Bills, have nearly 25,000 tweets saying they're going to boycott the Super Bowl? The Commanders, there's nearly 6,000. Now, does that mean the Bills have so many more fans because they've been better for so long or longer? I don't know. Does that mean they just have more fans active on social media and on Twitter Sunday night? I don't know. Because, like, after the game on Sunday, I mean, I was busy, obviously, with locker room and so on, and then driving back, so I wasn't monitoring social media all that much. There was another game going on that was back and forth close, so maybe people were not on Twitter as much. I don't know. Maybe this was more after 10 o'clock p.m. I would imagine a lot of this data was collected then when the games are over, and maybe by that point you'd cooled off and you weren't that pissed off that the Commanders weren't going to the Super Bowl. I don't know. But here's what we want to know from you. Using this data, using what I just threw out there about Mad Dog, using your own gut, your own intuition, are you A, interested in the Super Bowl? B, is there any way you can root for the Eagles? C, if you're not rooting for the Eagles for whatever reason you have, and largely it would probably be because you're a Commanders fan and you're pissed, and you think you should be there, are you then rooting for the Chiefs to accomplish history, or are you so out, are you so tired on the dynasty in Kansas City that you're out together on the game? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get to your calls. On the other side, I see Andy Reid right now on McAfee's show. Must be nice to be Pat McAfee, right, to have all that power. Must be nice.
Andy, likes to live.
Andy Reid, if you want to come on this radio show, I'll ask you better questions than they're going to ask you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I give you a million examples of luck, good teams, successful championship teams, including teams in this area that have won championships recently that were lucky. And then on top of that, the Chiefs are kind of predictable, boring, stale, because they've just been there so many times, 5 out of 6 years, all that stuff. Now, that being said, still have a very important football game, right? And I think it's going to be a great game. I have no idea who's going to win. I mean, I've been trying to think about it over the last day and a half or so, and every time I think, I'm leaning one way, I kind of convince myself the other way, whatever. I got to make a pick at some point, right? And I've got to figure out this thing. But I have zero problem watching this game. Zero problem. And maybe this shouldn't surprise you, I have zero problem, you know, not rooting again from a fan perspective, but being fine, being appreciative of what the Eagles have built, being respectful of what the Eagles have built. Now, some of you will say, that makes me an industry plant. Some of you will say, well, that's because you're not a true fan. No, it means I have common sense. If you are of the notion that it is illegal or immoral to root for the Eagles, I don't know what to tell you, man. Probably get your life priorities in order. If you don't want to root for the Eagles, that's different. If you don't like the Eagles and therefore that shapes who you can root for, that's okay. If you think it's such a bad, terrible thing that I, Mr. Radio Guy, can sit here and say, hey, man, I might pick the Eagles. I might root for the Eagles. I might enjoy the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. If I clap, if I smile, if I cheer, whatever, which I won't, you know, I might be happy that the Eagles won. Does that make me a bad guy? I don't know. Max, you seem to be holding back something over there.
It doesn't make you a bad guy. Like, everybody has their own rooting interests, and I respect that.
Yes.
But at the same time, I can't have any Philadelphia fan be happy. I just can't. I refuse. I can't let those scumbags win. No, doing it.
So does that make me... you said I have a right, but does that make me in any way, shape, or form... less palatable to you because I have a different approach?
I respect people who have different opinions than me.
Because I'm not an Eagles fan.
I know you're not.
I mean, I love the Eagles, like the music group, the rock band that is my favorite group of all time.
Hell yeah.
And every time I think of the Eagles, I think of Don Henley and the boys, not Jalen Hurts.
You should think of.
Exactly. And maybe that's why I can wrap my arms a little bit around. Maybe that's why. In my sinister, sicko brain, maybe that's why. We'll see what you think next. After a quick trending alert right here, right now, on the Team Not Hitty and the Odyssey app. All right, I am caffeining myself into oblivion over here. I got some Diet Dr. Pepper, of course, a knockoff brand kind. And I've got a hot cup of coffee, black coffee. Just so it's not diluted any, because I need every ounce of caffeine shot into my veins.
Every milligram you can get.
It's been a long season. It's been a long year. It's been a long last lots of years. No rest for the weary, baby. Super Bowl 59 on tap. We're asking you, because the Commanders lost to the Eagles, is there any way possible that you can root for the Eagles or be happy for the Eagles? One. Because of that, And part of the reason why I asked that is because I asked that to Doc yesterday, and Doc surprised me with his answer, because he's Mr. Beat the NFC East at all costs. He was like, yeah, I got no problem. No problem with the Eagles winning. You know, I don't know if he'll root for them, but no problem at all. He'll be happy for them. And, you know, I'm not going to be mad if they win. I'm not actively rooting for them, but I'm not going to be mad if they win. You know, I'll shoot my friends a quick congratulations text message that worked for Howie Roseman, and away we go. They're Super Bowl champions again. I'll be happy for them. You know, and I don't know Howie Roseman. I like how he does business. I like how he builds football teams. But maybe some of you can't get past that. And in turn, does that drive you to the Chiefs? Which would be natural, right? But a lot of people are sick and tired of them. They think they're lucky. They think they got a horseshoe in, all that stuff. They're boring. They're this. They're that. So where are you at? And is it even more so pronounced anti-Eagles this year as opposed to, I don't know, 2 years ago when they took on the Chiefs? Because they beat you to get there. 301-230-0980. I'm going to give you something Bill Belichick had to say about the Super Bowl and Tom Brady and coaching coming up shortly. But first, I want to knock down a few phone calls. We've got some different names up there, so I want to get to them right away. Stan is in Northeast D.C. on the Team 980 in the leadoff spot. What's up, Stan?
Hey, I would love, and I mean love, for Philadelphia to lose and what have you. I do not like their fan base. Mm-hmm. And I'm a diehard Commanders fan, and I am so proud of my team and mm-hmm. what have you.
And you should
we
be.
Maxed out.
And
we,
you should
we really maxed out this year. I am not disappointed. Matter of fact, I'm just very fired up for what the future may bring. We got a superstar quarterback.
Yes.
And I really trust in the general manager and the coaches. So, you know, next year we might just be in the Super Bowl.
You could be right. But let me ask you this. You said you can't root for the Eagles because of their fan base. I think a lot of people hate their fan base, loathe their fan base. They got a lot of bad seeds in that fan base. There is no doubt. It's not everyone. It's not the large majority. It's just it's a loud minority, I guess, of fans that are punks, quite honestly. And I've seen videos and whatever. So can you separate it in any way from the team, the organization, the players being built the right way?
I got big respect for the players. I got big respect for the organization.
Okay.
But the only reason why, another reason why I want them to lose, I want Andy Reid to stick it to him again. I think that's poetic justice and what have you.
That's fair. That's an interesting way. I didn't bring that up. That's a good point. Andy Reid would then be 2-0 in the Super Bowl against his former team and that fan base that soured on him and thought he was a village idiot. Good call, Stan. Appreciate it. Thanks for getting us going. Let's go to Cunningham in Silver Spring. What's up, Cunningham? How are you? Not Randall Cunningham, correct?
No, it's my second cousin on my father's side.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm kidding. I'm lying.
I thought you were, but I mean, I was just going to go along with it.
All right, so listen. I got one thing and one thing only to say to anybody saying they boycott the Super Bowl. And that shut up, liar. That's why you had no friends. Here's the deal. The Eagles suck. We all know it. Eagles fans suck. We all know it. The band, the Eagles sucks. We all know this.
Hey, 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 hey.
You can watch the Super Bowl and not root for the Eagles. You can watch the Super Bowl and not root for anybody because nobody outside of Missouri or Kansas should be rooting for Kansas City. They are the Spurs of the NFL, if you're old enough to remember that.
Sure.
When I say nobody, I mean nobody.
Wait. When you say they are the Spurs, do you mean from a dominant standpoint or from a boredom standpoint?
Listen, if you was bored by the Spurs, you don't know basketball.
Well, there are a lot of people that were. I mean, there are. I don't think you should have been, but there are a lot of people that were. You remember that, right?
Yes, I do very clearly. But what I'm saying is, It's one thing to be bored because you get tired of seeing the same team every year. And another thing to say you bored by a team playing high-level, excellent basketball. I always thought that was foolish. I never had any respect for anybody who said that. But I guess what I'm saying is if the conversation is around whether or not people are going to watch the Super Bowl, you don't have to root for anybody. You can let me put it like this, right? You can watch the Super Bowl and root for the Eagles to win, and it rips their team apart. You can watch the Super Bowl and root for a drone strike if you want to. You can watch the Super Bowl and root for Taylor Swift to get laryngitis screaming when Travis Kelce drops a pass in the fourth quarter. You can watch the Super Bowl without rooting for either team. You ain't obligated to say, "Oh, I hate the Eagles, so I'm rooting for Kansas." Hell no.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I was just asking and throwing out a bunch of different options. What I can't understand is boycotting the Super Bowl because you're either bored of the Chiefs or you hate the Eagles.
That's what I'm saying. If you boycott the Super Bowl, you don't have no friends. Ain't nobody invite you to a party. What are we doing here?
What are we doing here? Cunningham, you know what? You sound like somebody who would throw a damn good party. Can I come over to your house?
I mean, you know, we're going to have some exclusive things going on that might get you kicked out of the station, sir. We ain't trying to do that. Ooh. We love having you on the air. You don't want to be at this party.
That was a nice way of telling me your presence is not welcome.
Oh, no, Rooster, I believe you would be a good time at a party. I'm just telling you. We might have things going on. I hear you.
Hey, I smell what you're cooking, okay? Thank you, Cunningham. Sir. I appreciate you. That was a good call. I don't remember Cunningham calling before, but that was fun. That was entertaining.
Yeah, that was a good call back.
Exactly. 145, Team 980. Let's grab one or two more here. Let's go to our guy Jeff in Vienna next up on the Team 980. Jeff, how are you?
Happy Wednesday, Chris. As you may guess, I'm on the opposite side of the Commanders fan base, being a Bengals fan with my thoughts in regards to the Chiefs.
Yes.
So I will say Commanders fans should pay close attention to this game. Because if the Chiefs win, the Thursday night opener is no doubt going to be Jaden Daniels in Kansas City.
You would think there's a strong chance of that. And even if the Eagles win, although they probably don't want to burn a divisional game and a rematch of the conference championship in the season opener because they know they're going to get bonkers ratings anyway and viewership. But I think I'm with you. I think it's probably very likely if the Chiefs win and therefore open up at Arrowhead on the Thursday night that it would be Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
Yeah, the only other option is replete the AC championship game and Buffalo goes out there again. So I think you're right. We don't see many division games on that Thursday night opener. Right. I would imagine that Fox or CBS or whatever is going to claim both of those Eagle-Redskin games to keep on Sunday if they can.
Yeah, so, I don't know if they can. I mean, obviously the networks can block games being, flexed. They can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can block, Commanders, you know, the Thursday night opener, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl and if that's what the NFL wants to do.
Right, exactly.
But so, I also haven't looked at the Eagles' other opponents either to see, okay, is there a sexier matchup or just a sexy matchup, to open if the Eagles win? We know that, like you said, Chiefs-Bills, okay, been there, done that. That's certainly interesting. I could see that. Chiefs-Commanders would be really interesting for a national viewing audience.
Yeah, the league isn't going to waste Jaden Daniels in that type of spot. And I was kind of bummed yesterday to see that he wasn't going to go down to the Pro Bowl. I was hoping to see him go up against Burrow and some of the throwing skills. Mm. Whether it's the moving target or, you know, the trash can in the back corner, the end zone or something like that. I didn't really call in over the last couple of months because it's your guys' celebration. But the similarities between the 21 Bengals and the 24 Commanders are just go far beyond having an LSU stud as their quarterback. And remember, the Bengals made it back the next year only to be hurt by the officiating in a game in Kansas City.
They did.
What a shock.
Yeah, what a shock. And somewhat haven't recovered at all, but, you know, somewhat haven't recovered since that point, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly,
Joe has, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be rooting for the Eagles, well, not only because I can't stand Kansas City, but they have all those UGA guys on the defense. And
that is very near and dear to your heart, no doubt.
Yeah, my daughter got to watch all those guys, and I didn't miss a UGA game while she was down there. And I'm really bummed for N'Kobe that he's hurt and he's not going to be able to play. But for me, you know, if the Bengals aren't in it every year, I say the same thing. Give me a reason to watch in the second half and have another glass of bourbon.
That's attaboy. Attaboy. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. As always, good to hear from you, my friend. Jeff in Vienna, always appreciate his contributions. More of your calls coming straight up. Plus, what did Bill Belichick say about the Super Bowl? And Tom Brady will tell you next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Ah, little Zach Brown Band, how could you be mad about that? Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City, baby? Of course you are. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends. Oh, and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app if you haven't already downloaded it. Log in, that's important, and listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. It's a national contest, so obviously the more entries you can get, the better. More details available at Odyssey.com/slam dunk. Cool little contest there. We'll be telling you about, of course, throughout here as we try and give you something to look forward to in mid-March. Why don't we? Real quickly, wanted to mention this before we get to the Belichick-Brady thing, and then we'll fold in more phone calls here. Did you guys see what C.J. Gardner-Johnson apparently had to say on IG Live on Sunday night? I saw this on Instagram on the OFT pod Twitter feed, I think it is. So he called him Jaden McDaniels, who's like a basketball player for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He called him Jaden McDaniels. He said, "Hell of a year. But sit your ass down and watch this." I guess he said, "Watch this B word." I'm allowed to say bitch. I'm allowed to say. "Watch this bitch from home." And then he said, "Cancun University." Which, if you remember, Jaden Daniels allegedly signed a Lions jersey for a Lions player with 1-2-3 Cancun or whatever it was, which somehow became a big deal. So he called him Jaden McDaniels, one. He said, "Sit your ass down, watch the Super Bowl from home," and then he also said Cancun University. C.J. Gardner-Johnson's really, really, really hard to like. Really hard to like. He seems like one of the guys that you would like, maybe not love, if he was on your team. Remember, he got ejected early in the third quarter of the Eagles-Commanders game in Landover because he's such a pain in the ass, and he's such a hothead. And he's caused all sorts of problems. That's how he got to Philadelphia the first time from New Orleans, then made it to the Super Bowl, then went to Detroit, then came back to Philadelphia because it didn't work out in Detroit. Does that bother you? This kind of annoys me. I mean, much more than the Eagles fans, much more than anything Eagles, this bothers me. Jaden McDaniels, sit your ass down. Cancun University. Like, shut up, man. Who the bleep are you? All right. Not enough time to be fair to take a call, but I promise we're coming right back at you. I see y'all. We'll get to Chuck. We'll get to Athan. We'll get to Lou. We'll get to Paulie. Get to you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Plus, I'll share what Bill Belichick said about the Super Bowl and Tom Brady next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.